For he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee, I've helped thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Now, a great many people, they say, well, I won't accept Christ now. I will do it some other time. They'll postpone it. And a great many folk like to say this, well, I'm going to wait till a certain evangelist comes to town. And there are a lot of people do that. Many pastors have told me that. Or I'm going to wait until we have a meeting. Now, I don't know who you are, where you are, how you are right now. But if you're not saved and you're listening, for you, now is the accepted time, right now. Not tomorrow, not when you hear some greater preacher or hear some great message. We're just listening right now. Now is the accepted time, right now. I don't know what time it is when you're listening to this program, because all of our stations, it's different. But you look at your clock, whatever time that clock says, that's it. That's the time for you. Now is the accepted time. Well, somebody says, can I accept him tomorrow? Well, yes, but you have no promise of it. But the important thing is, God says it's right now. And it's not now or never, but right now. Now will you notice, he says, giving no offense, this is verse 3, in anything that the ministry be not blamed. Now, we need to be very careful of our personal behavior, giving no offense in anything. Now, offense here doesn't mean hurting people's feelings. I do not believe that any pastor today can serve long in a church without hurting the feelings of someone. Some folk are there for no other purpose than to get their feelings hurt. Actually, you can't be pastor of a church long until somebody gets their feelings hurt. You know, you hear the old saying, they carry their feelings on their sleeve. Well, a lot of the saints do. And it goes something like this. If you do not shake hands with them, you probably intended to slight them. If you do, you hurt them, forgetting that they got rheumatism or arthritis. And if you stop to speak with them, you're interrupting them. But if you do not, well, you're being proud, and you're being a little snooty. And if you write them a letter, well, they know that you're after their money. And if you do not, well, you're neglecting them. And if you visit them, you're just bothering them, hindering them from their work. And if you do not, well, it shows you don't have any interest in your church members. It's impossible, my friend, to please them all. Down in a little restaurant in West Texas, and I forget the name of the town, my wife and I stopped there early one morning for breakfast. We'd driven, I think, 200 miles that morning, and we were hungry, and we went in, and it was just a little dumpy place, but it had a good Texas breakfast, I can tell you that, including grits and hot biscuits. And when I went to pay the bill, there was a sign up there, and I'll never forget it. Maybe many of you have seen it many times, but it was new to me that morning, and it made my day. It said, you can't please everybody, but we try. I think many pastors probably ought to put that on their study door, or even maybe at their home. We can't please everybody, but we try.